Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day in your presence with your leadings as you bring your thoughts and intents to our hearts and to our minds so that we can experience your word, your will, your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 1, verse 13 to 15. I do not want you to be unaware, brothers, that I have often intended to come to you, but thus far have been prevented.
Kan jy net gou stop daar, skat? Dankie. I just want to just touch on that scripture again. We've spoken about it in the last two sharings, the last 2 days. But you see, his heart is to preach the gospel, this beautiful gospel. And he just understands one way of getting to the people, seeing them face to face, and then talking, bringing, sharing the gospel through the faith that he has. But what is happening here is he's perceiving the beauty of taking the revelation that he has and putting it on paper, and that he's getting the word there to Rome. And look how far that word has come. We're sitting now 2,000 years later about, and we drawing strength from this beautiful letter, because it's all portraying the goodness of God that is available for mankind. So, yeah, just again, just encouraging you with the different means we have to share this gospel. You can share it with letter, we can share it in Facebook, we can share it in these voice messages that we've been doing for the last 10 years with Abba Father. And that's it. We've got to take every means we can to let this light shine, let this goodness come out into this world. Amen. Okay, Miss Willie, carry on.
I have often intended to come to you in order that I may reap some harvest among you as well as among the rest of the Gentiles. I'm under obligation both to Greeks and barbarians, both to the wise and to the foolish. So I'm eager to preach the gospel to you also who are in Rome.
Amen. Hallelujah. So you see, this gospel, this good news, it's a motivating factor, because we were all seduced by the lie, which was something that came in through the devil, the sin, lies that steal, kill, and destroy. And then that had our lives for a time, and it just brought bad results. So the consequences we got from that, we had, and then we turned from this dead works, these lies, this antichrist attitudes and actions, and we have now come to the living God. And I think of this gospel. I woke up this morning with just thinking of the beauty of the love of God again. In Isaiah 40, you've got that wonderful word there, speak comfort, comfort to my people. And then we can see it's not just the Jews, it's the Jews and the Gentiles, because he goes on to say, for I have pardoned their sin, and I've dealt doubly with their sin. So what's that? That's just showing that he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we can become the righteousness of God. So now in this new and this better covenant, God has united Jew and Gentile to come home, because their sins have been pardoned. It's been taken away as far as the east is from the west. And now you can receive comfort. And then it goes on beautifully in that, and it talks. I want to come to the conclusion, what's the bigness of the gospel. It says, behold your God. He comes, and his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. So here he's saying that's the beauty we have now. Just as we once just knew the devil that came to lie, steal, kill, and destroy, and that's all we're getting in our news. It's not all. There's always God is bigger than the devil. If we look into all everything, we'll always find there's pointers to a big God, because he's so much bigger than the devil. But that's what we were seduced by, those lies for a time. But now we come, behold our God. And how does he come? How does he reveal himself? How is his reward with him? It says he's a shepherd. He's the one shepherding us. He's the one counseling us morning by morning, writing his laws on our hearts and our minds. His mercies are new every morning. And then day by day, how do you bear fruit? The Bible speaks about bearing fruit, 30, 60, and 100, getting understanding. holding on to what God is saying and persevering, going through, passing the test that you're going to be going through today, because God is bigger. He'll never leave you or forsake you. He's a very present help to show you the way of escape. So you're not tested beyond what you can handle. He's there to show you the way of escape. So know you've got a God that is almighty, all over, all powerful, all loving, with just the best intentions for you. So be blessed. And when you're blessed, you can only but be a blessing to others. When you enlighten, you can only but enlighten others. So be enlightened, be blessed, and be a light shining this beautiful gospel in attitude, action, and in words into this world that needs it. But bottom line, this gospel, this goodness, this kingdom, this very present God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all over, all knowing, they are the reality that's going to be here forever. All this darkness and deception is a lie. Turn away from the darkness and deception to the living God on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, on a minute, every minute of the day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.